Diplomats and defense officials are in Germany this weekend attending the Munich Security Conference, where they'll discuss the civil war in Syria, Iran's nuclear program, and other issues. U.S. officials will meet with Germany's new defense minister. Ursula von der Leyen is the first ever woman to lead Germany's military. As NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, the appointment of a medical doctor with seven children to run the military hasn't gone over well with everyone.
Most Germans think of military service as a dangerous job requiring a lot of training, as captured in this TV report. But the country's feisty new defense chief hopes to get Germans to see their armed forces in a new light. As an attractive employer offering daycare to dependents on bases like this one in the German capital, as well as other benefits to help soldiers balance their work and personal life. Speaking on a German talk show, Ursula von der Leyen said making the military more family-friendly is among her top priorities. When the moderator asked the defense chief what she actually knows about defense issues, she thought about it for a moment and then said, "I know I didn't serve in the military." The exchange highlighted von der Leyen's persona as a smart, witty, and composed politician. Die Zeit newspaper correspondent Elisabeth Nia has covered the popular petite minister from Lower Saxony for more than a decade.
She has changed German politics. She has really put gender and family issues on the agenda. And so a lot of people, especially women, like her for that.
One of them is Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has appointed von der Leyen to three cabinet posts. Nia says the two women are close allies who made it to the top of Germany's male-dominated political arena despite their relatively late start in politics. Unlike many other veteran politicians here, von der Leyen also spent a lot of time living abroad, including 4 years in Northern California. Nia says you won't find von der Leyen at Berlin parties schmoozing with the political elite. Instead, she spends as much time as she can at home with her family.
So people admire her for that. But at the same time, they hate her for that, because she shows that what everybody else is doing and spending their time and telling their wives, "Darling, I cannot be home tonight," and all that, is not necessary.
Von der Leyen also made headlines when she said she will run the defense ministry from her home in Hanover whenever she's not traveling or needed in Berlin. Some analysts here view her appointment to the powerful ministry as a key stepping stone to the top German political post once Merkel retires. It could also be her demise, as it was for her two predecessors. The first one was ousted for plagiarizing his doctorate degree, and the more recent one was reassigned to another ministry following a failed drone project. Nia says there's a good chance she could fail on her way to the chancellery.
But having said that, I think she is a person who has the necessary skills to be successful in any political job, because she is smart, she's emphatic, she's very disciplined, she knows the rules of the game, she's very good with media, and she's very clear about priorities.
One priority von der Leyen will talk about this weekend is likely to be a tough sell. She wants more German troops involved in international security operations. That's something Germany's allies have been demanding, but it's very unpopular with the pacifist German public. Still, von der Leyen appears to be resonating with German troops, including Captain Jennifer Zauritz. She's a 12-year veteran who's expecting her third child in May. She was thinking about leaving the military, but she's reconsidering that decision after von der Leyen's pledge to create more part-time positions and other family-friendly opportunities. Many male soldiers are also welcoming von der Leyen's plans. Lieutenant Colonel André Wüstner heads the German Armed Forces Association. He says since conscription ended several years ago, German government officials have concentrated on cutting costs, reforming the military, and trying to buy new equipment. That's hurt recruitment in the new all-volunteer force, especially of higher-skilled Germans who are lured away by private companies offering better pay and family-friendly environments. Wüstner says von der Leyen's attempt to turn the military into a more attractive employer makes sense, because there is no point in outfitting the military with the latest equipment if there aren't enough soldiers to use it. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Munich.